Hello friends, I'm Anjali. You are listening to The World is Open. Last week's podcast was just an introduction. Today, we start the journey in this open world. Did you all know that back in December 2006, Time magazine named you as the person of the year? You as in you, me, him, her, all of us. The reason for this is the Web 2.0. This technology has changed the you from being a passive consumption-based learner to the learner with a voice and potentially some degree of ownership over his own learning. Last time we covered the overview of what it means to have an open world. Dr. Bong started the lecture this week with a snapshot of the educational system in the past. Pictures speak 1,000 words. My understanding was that the use of technology in education is a fairly recent phenomena. But I was wrong. I was thinking about technology from a very narrow perspective. There is an interesting resource by New York Times. It is a timeline of technology for teaching. And guess what? The earliest entry on that timeline is from 1650. Can you believe that? It's not some high-tech device. It's a hornbook, wooden panel printed with lessons. It was a handheld device. Beginning of handheld high-tech applications now? Maybe. Another very common high-tech tool that almost everybody uses these days is a phone or computer with touchscreen. Did you know that one of the first attempts at touchscreens was as early as 1991? Believe it or not, but we are all surrounded by technology 24/7. The revolution that slowly started decades ago has reached different heights by now. It is not just a luxury for some anymore. There are institutions like Seeds of Empowerment. These institutions are working hard to provide inexpensive educational technology devices in third world countries. They range from something as small as a smartphone to inexpensive laptops and netbooks. Here I am just going to go ahead and repeat what I said in the first show. This open technology world is making learning accessible to everybody from anywhere. Just to share one example Dr. Bong shared in the class. Dr. Peter H. Abrahams, a professor of clinical anatomy in the University of Warwick, helped create an application called Aspects of Anatomy. It includes 38 short films of Dr. Abrahams guiding viewers through anatomical models of human organs. A medical student can learn human anatomy on his handheld device with this application in his own free time. Listening how far we have all come since the advent of technology was overwhelming and yet really exciting. Let's move on to some of the interesting findings from the articles read for this week. All the articles presented were very informative. However, I am going to talk only about two of them. The first one was presented by Verily. Her article, Working Learners Educating Our Entire Workforce for Success in the 21st Century, talked about Pell Grant that was introduced to provide non-merit-based aid to low-income students to help them pay for college. In view of the economic crisis, President Obama encouraged those who have lost their jobs to no longer just look for a new job, but also to prepare for a better job. She talked about the initiatives that were proposed in the report to empower working learners to apply for and complete post-secondary education. The report she discussed talked about the possibility of funds being pumped into community colleges to make their programs more flexible. In discussing the second article, Unleashing the Potential of Technology in Education, Sarah talked about reasons why technology has infiltrated everything but the field of education. The article was an analysis of many different projects in the field of education run by the Boston Consulting Group. The conclusion of the article was that the US isn't moving forward as quickly as it should be. Not because of the lack of the money or technology, but rather due to a lack of policymakers who are willing to start over in education with a clean slate. Moving on to the tidbits read for this week. There were more than 15 interesting pieces to read. It is not possible to cover all of them here in the given time, so I'll just talk about a few of them. The most informative and interesting article in this week was As We May Think, written by Vannevar Bush in 1945. Bush wrote this article in the post-World War period. He urged in this article that instruments at hand should be properly developed, giving man access to and command over the inherited knowledge of the ages. The vision of this man is astounding. All the instruments that he suggested more than 60 years ago in this article are being used in today's world. And to see this possibility in post-World War period shows a really great mind at work. How the internet has revolutionized education. Talks about the fact that the web has given lifelong learners the tools to become autodidact. The best part of this tidbit is the range of free educational resources it shares, for example, Khan Academy, Skillshare, Open Culture, etc. How online education is changing the way we learn. This tidbit provides an excellent visual image of what education means in this new open world. The graphics very clearly show how the grasp of power in education has shifted from institution to an individual. Education is more accessible than ever before as a result of internet. The Open Education Initiative that started in 1971 in England has now become a $34 billion industry. Looking at this graphic, the idea of No Child Left Behind looks like becoming a complete reality in near future. Free? Why $0 is the future of business? Now this one is interesting. This one had a theme which underlines the two previous tidbits I just talked about. It talks about the fact that we are entering an era where free will be seen as the norm. The author gives examples of companies like Google and Yahoo who make millions of dollars with a business model entirely based on giving out free services to consumers. Open courseware in digital educational world seems to be embracing this trend, providing learners ample opportunities to get education in their own time. Last but not the least, I want to share a link to a video with you. This is a very catchy and well-made video that shows US Army's learning concept of 2015. I have copied the link for you here. You have to watch it to believe it. Signing off now. See you all next week with Treasures from the Open World.